Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today?
How are you, Cindy? I'm well.
Everybody wants to know what you're going to be doing with the snow. Are you going to be excited?
Maybe.
Well, that doesn't sound enthusiastic.
I'm not. You know what it is? It's just inopportune timing. It really should have come today or tomorrow so that I could be on a mountain on Saturday. Instead, it's going to be snowing. And since it's kind of like this mesocyclonic friggin' supercell that they're calling it, there's no way that I can make it up on a mountaintop, which means that I'm not snowboarding on Saturday.
Wow. Yeah, I get it. But, all right.
So,
well, maybe you could do it next weekend.
Oh, no,
right?
Next week will be a definite, but you know, it's not the same.
Oh, all right. Well, we were hoping, that you were going to enjoy this good news instead of not so great.
Well,
okay.
You know what? I'm going to make the best of it. So my wife and I are already planning on being hunkered down in the house. And I found in our complex, they were going to build like another pond on like the owner's side on the 55 and over like sales side, because I'm like in the leasing side, and they've got another section that's sales and you could buy the condos there, and they were going to make a pond and they didn't make the pond. So now there's a hole. So I'm thinking, if I'm very creative, that maybe Lisa and I can build something and we can go down into the hole like it's a half pipe and see what happens. So there will be videos
of
this, and hopefully I won't break anything.
Wow. You know,
yeah,
okay.
We're gonna check it out.
Okay, well that sounds like a plan, or at least a half a plan.
It's half a plan. I'll come up with the rest of it as I go.
Well, that's very funny. Well, we do have a lot of listeners tonight who might want to talk to us, and I think Andrew wants to talk to us. I think that's
does he now?
650, and
what?
Then we'll go over to the 7593. Okay, but first let's see, because Andrew doesn't usually hit on, so I'm curious what Andrew might want.
All right, so let's go to, you said we're going to go to Andrew first, and you broke up on my end, Cindy. Who's after Andrew? The what? Which one?
Okay, that would be the 7593.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. We're going to put on Andrew, and actually for everybody else that's listening right now, just so that we can give a little brief recap here. If you want to speak to Cindy or I, please press the number 1. This way I'll get queued, and I'll know that I should be pulling you into the chat room. Since I do not know who I'm pulling into the chat room, I will always identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So when you hear those last 4 digits, please answer me. This way I can get you queued up, and you could potentially get on the air tonight. So, again, our first caller is going to be Andrew. Why, hello, Andrew.
Hey.
You are on the air.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How are you?
Good. I was surprised to see you hit in. Okay, so what's happening to our favorite guy?
All right, so before I hit that, I was just going to tell Lisa, I'm like, so like 10 years ago, I made my own snowmaker, and we made my own like bungee cord jump off of my parents' deck. We made like a jump, and we were able to do like 180. Need some creativity?
Oh.
I can help you out there.
Well, wow. I'm going to WhatsApp you and get a video call going, because I was just planning on just waiting for them to plow our streets and then using that to get into the hole, just getting a ladder and just kind of sitting down, throwing the board on and see what happens.
I'll try and find you some videos and I'll text it to you.
Okay. And, you know,
I'm not going to myself.
You'll be all right.
So Andrew was, you know, saying he was a little bit in a slump, feeling a little stuck in the mud and going nowhere fast. But I'm just pulling some cards on you, Andrew. That's going to about change. So very soon and fast. So just get yourself up and running, because that's what's going to be happening.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I just felt like last week I felt frozen. Like, so like, even like, you know, I got a couple client emails and I just like, I couldn't like get to them because I just felt like they were going to be, just too much. And Andrew can only spread so far, you know, and I just froze up and, you know, I kind of take it personal because I try to be, I won't say perfect, no one's perfect, but, you know, I try to like be attentive to every client, every customer need. And it's just like, you know, you can only juggle so many balls. I just felt like I went away for 3 days for a work trip, you know, try to bring back ideas. And, you know, I just like, you know, a bunch of things like I couldn't do while I was away. And then, like, by the time I got home, there was like a million things I had to do, you know. So when you have 50 different projects, which one do you choose first, you know? It's just not easy. And I just felt, you know, I just felt bad, you know. I'm a little upset, you know. I'm always trying so hard. And just like, you know, I guess it just got to me last week. I just literally felt like paralyzed, just like the cards you were posting like earlier in the week on Facebook and stuff, you know?
I know. I just kind of asked Spirit, okay, what cards are going to resonate with people? And,
yeah. You know, they're killing me, like, three in a row.
That seemed to be, you know, maybe it's something in the air, maybe it's something, but, you know, what I see for you is, you know, 2022 will, by the time you complete it, be a very good year for you. So we just want to, like, hang in there a little bit, not get discouraged, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe a little rest here and there would be good.
Probably part of it. I mean, again, I talked to one of my clients that like was trying to get a hold of me, and I explained to her, and she's like, it's okay, just understand, we're all going through it, like, we're just gonna recircle, we're gonna come back in like a month or two, you know, we'll recirculate on that, you know. And, you know, I know I gotta reach out to another one, and I just, people that like, you know, I know that, you know, I go above and beyond, and it's just like, I feel bad, like, I just like, Andrew can't help but feel bad, you know, when he's not able to do everything and everything. So,
right. And again, you know, I do see that this is going to be your year. A little bit of, like, rest, go forward, but nothing is bad in your cards. I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, is Andrew want a few cards pulled? I don't know. And then what I said,
yeah, I'll take them. Yeah.
Ace of Wands, which is a very peaceful year. You got the Ace of Pentacles, boy, you got two, which is a new money. You're getting a lot of Ace cards. So it's a new beginning for you. I did get the Moon card, which is a little bit of anxiety. I think you're feeling that a little bit, but that will pass too.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, keep me posted with things and let me know, you know, how you're doing, and, you know, call in again, but we're glad to hear you here. And, I know TJ said go get some skis so you can do some cross country skiing down the block.
I know. I'll message him. But yeah, I just want to call in. I mean, it's always comforting to talk to you, even though it's just like a little comment that just like redirects somebody. And, you know, like I said, talking during the week made me feel better, but, you know, still.
And notice how, like, sometimes you'll just shoot me a little email when you're feeling a little blue, and that's good because you just need to hear like what's going to be happening. And, you know, there is that little bit of slump. I also think we're in the middle of winter here, so that's always a little bit, you know, I know with you, you just, you know, you used to go ride for your bikes, you do a lot of stuff. It's a little bit of, you know, there's not so much charge our batteries with this time of year. I try to get out and walk, but it's, you know, it takes like 15 minutes to put all the layers of clothes on, you know, and I can't wait for the summer. You just run out, you know, it's like, oh, my God, it takes forever.
No. And then you can't even move. I felt like the Tin Man yesterday. I couldn't move, you know?
Yesterday was cold because, I mean, I do the same. I go out and I walk, and no matter what, like, I try to walk every day or run outside every day. I'll go for a run a little bit. It's cold, but I don't like to run indoors. So,
keep us posted. We're going to try to get another caller.
Definitely.
You know,
okay.
And so we're going to get Jimmy and see what Jimmy has to say.
Yep, thanks.
Keep listening.
I will.
Bye for now, Andrew.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, Cindy, you ready?
Right. See what's going on.
All right, so a little brief synopsis on Jimmy here. Jimmy is calling because his spirit guides wanted him to call in. He seems a little bit uncertain about a lot of things, certain about some things, but uncertain about others. So basically, he just wants a little bit of enlightenment, a little bit of guidance here, Cindy. You know, he wants a little bit more clarity on why his spirit guides wanted him to call in tonight. And at the tail end of our little screen call, he was also a little curious about love. So here we go, out to Jimmy in Florida. Hello, Jimmy. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy. Okay, so I'm not sure why your spirit guides wanted you to call in other than to reassure you that everything is going to turn out okay, and that,
okay,
you know, to keep following the path, okay, of calmness, you know, of calmness, and it will manifest. Also, the love card I got is, yes, you know, you're definitely due for that love that you desire and want. So it looks a little delayed still, but I think you have some things you have to take care of first anyway, you know, and,
okay.
You know, and we want to work on, you know, your being grounded to the earth plane a little bit, which, you know, getting all your career and everything in place. The good news is it looks like you will be getting a job sooner than later, and that's good news. Your grandpa's
hopefully
also
not,
wanting to...
Hopefully not in the state.
No, I know. You don't want to be in Florida anymore. You know, it hasn't been good to you. That's not your state. That's not your state. Nope. But it does look like... Now, are you applying to jobs back on Long Island in New York? Are you going to?
Yes. Yes, I'm just trying to get out of through this situation that I'm in first. And then
right.
I was going to, you know, focus a little bit more towards the tail end of what I'm dealing with.
Okay. And, you know, you don't have a rush on that. But basically, Spirit just wants you to stay focused. And with your situation this week, you know, when you had some people you had to be talking to, it looks like it all turned out okay. Did it turn out okay?
Okay. Yes.
You know,
yes. The difficult situations I was dealing with seem to have turned out pretty okay.
Right. And, you know, and you did, you know, have a reading this week that was supposed to give you some guidance on it. So I think you followed what you've been advised. There's nothing bad in here. There is the move. I do see you moving back to New York. There's a big move card. Okay, that's the good news.
Okay. So that's still there. Okay.
Yeah, the move is good. You got a really good 5-year period opening up. It looks like, you know, the next 6 months could be a little dicey if you make it so, but it could also be just pretty smooth sailing. So we're just going to make it smooth sailing, aren't we?
Yes. I mean, you know, I'm really not doing much. I'm just, you know, planting plants. And like I said, I have a bird feeder and feeding birds and reading books. That's about it. You know, playing video games. But it's really just, you know, kind of like just like relax, I guess. I don't know.
Right. And I would just say keep doing that.
Okay.
You know, don't fret or worry about anything. That's what I saw, a little bit of worry cards when I just shuffled. Try not to worry, because the worrying isn't going to solve anything. You know, the best thing that's going to solve things is just staying calm. you know, just staying calm and being a little patient, you know, which isn't your strong suit, by the way. But
no,
that's...
no. I'm trying.
No, older souls are not by nature, you know, very calm people. They tend to be kind of worriers and control freaks. So we're just going to relax on things and, you know, not worry too much. And, you know,
okay.
So keep me a little bit posted. Let us know. And I'm glad you called in because there's nothing bad in your cards. Everything actually looks good. Everything looks right
that's on cue for you.
Thing.
Oh yeah. What's going on? What seems to be going on with my soulmate?
Well, just about the same. You know, she still doesn't know where she wants to be or what she wants to do. Nothing's changed that way. But I think both of you are in sort of similar position. You both need to figure out where you're going to live and be, because she's just as confused about that as you are, like where she belongs. And, you know, and I just think she's a little bit feeling lost and, you know, wants to figure out if she's coming back to New York too. So, you know, you're both kind of like got to get back to New York. And,
okay.
You know, she's thinking about it now.
Okay.
You know, so keep me.
I had a feeling that it was something similar to that. So that's reassuring.
Right. So, again, I think nothing can happen. There's, you know, she has things she has to take care of. You have things you have to take care of. So it's more like 6 months down the line, there'll be more answers on this. You know, much more answers.
Okay.
So, you know, keep me posted on that. And, you know, nothing is bad in your cards. Everything looks very good.
Okay.
Okay, so call in again. We're going to try to get another caller in. And stay warm in Florida. Ha-ha. You know, you know that.
No, I want to stay cold. See, that's the other thing. I'd rather be in the snow. I'd be jumping in the fucking snow. Excuse me. I don't know if bombs are allowed here.
Yeah, we do curse here. It does say, like, PG-13, our show, because, you know, Nicole and I are famous for dropping the F-bomb, so we have to make sure we put the PG-13.
In all truth,
I'm probably more guilty of that. Now, you know, it's funny because in my own life, I don't really curse very much, but when I do readings, for some reason, Spirit uses those words a lot because they're just simple. If you say someone's fucked up, it saves a lot of words, you know? So, I don't know, you know?
Those words are just so versatile.
Oh, yeah. And supposedly people who use curse words are smarter than other people because they're actually using more words, not less. And I've been telling
people that for years.
Yep. And, of course, we never want to use words to curse people out. I never curse people out with words. That's not good, okay? That's not what they're for. But I do use them to be colorful and a little funny. I mean, there's nothing funnier than a psychic who's delivering a very hard message from spirit to throw in a curse word or two because it kind of, like, wakes the people up and makes them laugh a little bit and kind of lightens what could be a really hard message. Like, so, I don't know. It works. It works when I have to do readings, you know. But, so it's okay. That's why we have the PG-13 here. Yeah. Well, and thank you for...
I was going to ask, what's going on with my grandma?
Okay. Your grandma on earth or your grandma in spirit?
Well, they're both in spirit, so.
Okay, because who's who's the older woman on earth? Not your mom. Is there another older woman around on earth still? That is kind of like a mother figure.
My grandmother's sister.
Right. Because your grandma's a little worried about her.
Great aunt.
Have you talked to her at all lately?
No.
Because she, you know, she's saying when you get a chance, maybe you can talk to her because she's a little worried about her sister, you know, which is, You know, you asked, so I'm telling you.
Okay.
And,
okay. All right.
You know, but both your grandmas are your grandma's good. Ask her for help. Do you ask her for help at all?
Uh-huh.
She's around helping, you know, a lot.
Right. Okay.
You know, and I know your grandpa helps too, but that particular grandma you asked about does help, you know, and will help.
I know she's helping a lot. I know she's helping a lot. Just by the certain things that are, like, showing up, I'm like, okay, all right. You know,
right. No, she's around a lot.
And all that stuff.
Lot. But if you don't feel her near you lately, she seems to be spending a lot of time near her sister for some reason. So that's interesting, right, that she's near her sister a lot. So, you know, okay, so keep me posted. And, you know, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, we have Kristen.
Yes.
I have a million of, you know, some of our listeners, like, they just sometimes email me or message me. I'm doing this show. And I just got, like, three people saying, yeah, we're all in a slump here, too. So I just to let you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm like, oh, everyone's in a slump. Let's get out of the slump, huh? And you
stop saying
get
you're
back
in a slump.
With the program. Get back with the program.
Rule one, if you're in a slump, don't acknowledge the slump. Just get out of it.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And the thing about it is once you start going into a slump, it just keeps – it's almost like the whole – it's like a sinkhole. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper. So we're going to, like, just dig ourselves out of that and, you know, get a little bit of a better mindset going all across the board. You know, for sure.
It would be
so
helpful.
Now, Kristen, has she ever called in before?
You know what? I didn't ask, but she was very excited when I picked her up because I picked her up and I said, hello. And she went, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. That was literally her response. So she's very excited, Cindy. I love it. So anyway, Kristen is just, you know, she was very interested in listening to Jimmy's call. So I spent a very short period of time with her in the chat room. I believe she's just kind of making a lot of changes in her life right now, but love is still consistently a little wonky. So she's a little bit curious about what's going on in that love life area.
Love with the same,
so here we
with
go.
The same,
out
person, love with the same
Kristen.
Person or love with just in general wonky?
You know what? I'm going to ask Kristen that because I don't know.
Okay, you're going to ask
Kristen. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen. How are you? You're so cute. You didn't win the lotto, but you got through to us, okay? That's the best we can do for you today, okay?
All right. It's the love problems. I don't even know where to begin. Like, I keep trying to welcome the guys in. They're sliding into my DMs, but I don't know if I should even waste my time. Like, I keep getting these signs. Like, I don't know if this guy's good, and I can't tell. And should I even be wasting my time talking to him, or should I just? Is there going to be angels that sing when he comes to me? I can't figure this out.
Okay. Well, first of all, the thing about good people is, their judgment isn't good when they like people, and that's why it's hard for us to figure things out. If we don't like people, we can clearly see they're a son of a bitch. It's not hard. But when we like people, we go into that see the good in everybody mode and bring out the best in them. And so we're not always seeing reality. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I can understand why you're a little questioning, but you know, when we're with the right person or near the right person, we do have this recognition factor, like we've always known them, we feel pretty comfortable with them, and there's also this like heart, soul, mind, body connection going on. Do you feel that with any, are you talking to one specific guy, or because it looks like a few guys are showing up here, so do you kind of have a few guys you're talking with?
A few guys.
And do you meet most of these online?
they're people I knew from when I was younger, or I've known before, and they're coming back because I'm single, I guess, or I don't know.
Well, that's let's get the message in that, that Kristen is unforgettable, that people that might have screwed up in the past haven't been able to forget you. So sometimes that's the universe letting you know, boy, you had an impact on people. But when some relationships didn't work in the past, you know, it doesn't take long to see why they didn't. If you start entertaining these people back, you know, some people change for the better, some don't. But, you know, are you recently out of a marriage at this point?
No. It was just someone I was talking to. I didn't know him at all. So it was getting to know a complete stranger and then kind of realizing there wasn't that connection and a few things, red flags, and we broke it off and we're not talking and now we're moving on. And
yeah, okay. Don't if you're meeting people online and stuff, talk too long without meeting them, because half their time they're not who you think they are at all, you know, right. And we waste a lot of time with it. And so when you meet someone online, within three weeks, they should want to meet you, of course, in a public place. If they don't want to, sometimes because they're married, they're not who they say they are, you know. And
right.
Otherwise, you don't need a pen pal or a text buddy, you know what I mean? It becomes ridiculous. And,
Yeah. You
know, did you ever actually meet this guy, the one that you realized wasn't who he said he was?
Yeah, he's someone I worked with.
Oh, so this guy you didn't. And at work he had a different personality than when you knew him privately?
I mean, it was just like we met, we started texting, we started hanging out and, you know, just trying to see if we could make a relationship, and it just didn't work out. I don't do online dating, so I don't plan on going down that route. I just kind of hope that this guy will just appear at my new job.
Okay, so you want to find him more organically. Okay, so let's figure out how you can do that. Do you get out and meet people, or do you sign up for things or go places, you know, classes or seminars or events that you go to so you can meet some new people?
I try to. Yeah, I go and I try new things. I do new things, and I go out.
Good, because let me just pull some cards on you, because you don't have anybody right now, from what I could see, that's really worth a hoot here. Okay, like
Yeah. They
may be distractions,
right?
But I'm not seeing any of the guys that you're talking to or are circling near you being worth anything. So
I figure. Okay, I had that feeling.
Okay, but it's okay that maybe it's just making you know that you're desirable and that people haven't forgotten you and that men are interested in you. You know, it's good for your soul
Yeah. And
your heart to know you still got it, okay? Okay.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We know you still got it, so that's the good note there. But
right.
I would be careful with anyone who drinks too much or does any of that, because you're not going to fix them at this point. So let's stay away from the guys that need a lot of fixing. One or two of those guys look like they need a lot of fixing. So let's get rid of them.
Okay. All right. I actually thought so, too.
Okay. And they may not be revealing so much yet to you, or they telling you they changed, but I'm not really seeing that here. So
Right. This
is a whole new person that you haven't met yet. And I was so glad because I got a soulmate card. So I think that's what you want. I don't think you want any more of these, you know, mediocre love or kind of like, you don't want to be a Tinderella. You don't want to be someone who meets somebody for a month. And then, because I always say Tinderellas don't become Cinderellas. You don't want something like that. But this is actually a really good guy. You have a grandfather who passed away. Do you remember him at all?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, because he's a really nice guy, and soulmate love comes from God and someone who died, and your grandpa's just laughing because he said, you haven't picked good guys. Is it okay if he picks you one this time around? You know, and he's just laughing. You know, he's like, I think she's ready for the guy that I have ready for her. And, you know, this is like a husband card showing up, which means this is a serious relationship. I don't know if you want to be married or you want to live with someone, but this is This is a serious forever kind of relationship showing up that your grandpa's mm-hmm. bringing. So grandpa
okay.
said you got to get rid of the deadbeats, please.
Okay, all right.
And the man that your grandpa's bringing is very hardworking, a little bit old-fashioned, and will be with you for a long time in your life. And, you know, he's just saying, let's not go back, let's go forward in love.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
you know, even if you need to just kind of talk a little bit longer with one of these guys or two, you know, trust your gut on it, okay? Like, I want you to start trusting your gut. If your gut tells you they haven't changed, they haven't changed, you know,
yeah.
and sometimes we wish they would, but they can't. And, you know, this is though, love is coming to you sooner than later. Again, I'm glad you're not so much doing the online. It's, you know, you can meet people on there, but I'm not seeing your guys online. You know, I think your grandpa would, he's not thrilled with online, he just said. So,
I'm a little old-fashioned, too.
Okay, so this is more the old-fashioned way. Do you tell people you're looking, by the way? Because people can be really good matchmakers.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
You know, and they don't know why they're good matchmakers anymore, actually. They're good matchmakers mainly because spirit is telling, you know, them, your brother-in-law would be great for her. This person would be great. Now, do you have any idea what you're looking for in a man?
Hardworking. Absolutely.
That's what your grandpa said. He said, boy, you have picked some men that I'm wondering if, you know, do they ever go to work, you know? And he's like, no, I don't want that. And, you know, hardworking, trustworthy, correct? Because your grandpa said that's important. And
funny.
Your grandpa is very funny. I think this sounds like a lot of traits that your grandpa is, because he seems very much all of that too. And he's also really a funny guy.
Yeah,
you know,
great. I love that.
You know,
that.
And that's what your grandpa said. He's a funny guy. And, you know, I don't want you to get scared, because this is a serious relationship. Are you ready for it? Because grandpa said, if I bring it and you run away, that's not going to go over big. So are you ready for it?
I will be. I tend to get scared because I'm afraid that they're going to go, like all these other guys. But knowing that it is my soulmate, I mean, I'm open to it. I'm ready for it.
Right, and that's the whole point what Grandpa's trying to say. Those guys are sort of mediocre love to interchangeable love. They're not meant to last forever, and that's part of the problem. Maybe even one of them could have started out as soulmate but didn't maintain it because of their issues. But this is a guy, when you know, you meet him, it's going to happen quickly. So Grandpa said, I don't want you to get scared and, you know, I'm not ready for this, because then he says, I can't bring you another one. So, you know, meditate on what you want.
Is there a way I can know, like it's him?
You'll just know. With soulmates, you know. You really do have this very strong recognition factor. Now, remember, not all soulmates maintain itself, so that's the sad part about it. But when you first meet them, especially, this guy's a really good guy, so he's a giver, he's not a taker, he's kind of old-fashioned. This is the kind of love that should feel like a pajama party with your best friend, because he knows what he wants. And, you know, with you, I think you know even from the beginning with some of these guys it's not going to work, and yet you keep holding on too long to it. So let's not waste our time. Like, say you meet a guy and after two dates, you just know this isn't the guy. And you're with a soulmate, you just feel this instant, like, very comfortable, and you don't choose to love them. It's just there. It is there,
okay.
This heart, soul, mind, body, knock your socks off kind of connection. So you can't miss it. Whether people maintain, it's another story, but you will definitely feel it. But I don't want you wasting, like, a month or two with a guy that you know after the first minute it's not going to work, because that keeps you from – you know, being available to meet someone else. So we're not going to just be with people because we don't want to be alone, kind of thing. And that's a waste of time.
Yeah,
isn't it a waste of time? So no more wasting time. and, you know, be open and ready for it. That's the whole point.
I am so ready.
You have really nice cards here. I really got a kick out of your grandpa. He's just saying, I finally got her to admit she doesn't pick good guys. Now she'll be receptive to what I'm going to bring, what I'm going to bring. And again, he might not be your exact physical type, but don't go by that because soulmates have a very strong chemistry. It's not in, you know, I think the guy's good looking enough from what grandpa said, but it's, do you have a physical type? Okay, how's that work for you so far?
I know, right? You think it would work.
So grandpa said, let's go outside the box of your type because it has not worked. Okay?
Right.
So at first glance, you might think, oh, he's not my type at all. And then after you talk to him for 5 minutes, he's exactly your type. Okay, mm-hmm. So grandpa said, let's get rid of the meatheads. He's very funny. And, you know, and let's go for, like, the kind of guy he's going to bring you. And you will know it comes from grandpa because he might say one or two things that you know your grandpa would have said. And that'll be a signal, too, that it's from him. So keep us posted. And I'm glad you called in to our show because you're actually the kind of call we like to get because sometimes, you know, we have to just analyze. If love isn't working, if we keep going after the same type, then maybe we're afraid of commitment because that type hasn't worked. It's like if you keep chasing after what doesn't work, you have to examine, am I really afraid of commitment? So I want you to think about it, how you might be a little scared of it, but if you keep being that way, you're only going to get love that isn't going to work. So let's get rid of that fear and focus on, you know, seeing yourself in a relationship long-term and happiness and start practicing the law of attraction, seeing that working. But letting go of what doesn't work is part of the process, just letting it go, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grandpa said 10 bad men isn't worth anything, you know. 10 bad men don't add up to one good one, you know. So he just said, let's get rid of them. And I wouldn't be surprised if more guys don't start surfacing, too. You might find that a pattern for a while.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I know, it's a waste. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us because it really was something we needed to kind of hear today, like reminding people to stay away from their type, particularly if it hasn't worked. You know, you'd be surprised. People at 60 are still going after their type that didn't work when they were 20. It's enough of that.
Yeah, change some things and things will change.
Exactly. And, you know, thank you for sharing your story with us. And, you know, call in again and let us know, you know, what's happening. And get outside of your comfort zone to meet people, too. Okay?
Okay.
You know, even if you just join a yoga class, Pilates, you're not going to meet a guy there per se necessarily, but you will meet some new friends. And through those people, you can meet him. It's expanding our friendships because our soulmate is part of our soul group. And we have to keep meeting new people of our soul group. And a lot of times when people get a little bit older, they don't say they can't meet people. You can always meet people. You know, they're always around. I mean, even my clients that they've been so long, my clients, and we have like workshops, which we haven't had in a while, they got to meet each other. You can meet new people and meet new people all the time. So don't think that people say, oh, I can't meet anybody. Yes, you can. Okay, you can always meet new people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Stay safe in the snow. Bye.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, so we have Terry. Did she ever call in before?
Yes, Terry has called in before. And basically, Cindy, she is very, very confident that she is going to be hired at the job that she is looking for. All right? So she's trying to get a new job in the hotel industry, and she's going through the whole preparation interview process, and she is 100% confident she's getting hired. But she needs your help, Cindy, because she would like you to just kind of try to hone in on what month that might be. So here we go.
Okay.
Out to Terry. Hello, Terry. You are on the air.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. So, okay, now you said what month. Is there some reason why it's not sooner than what month? Because you know, it does look like you are getting this job. I saw that too. Is there a reason why it would not be more immediate?
Oh. Okay, wow. I can definitely start immediately. I thought it would be, for example, some months out, but I am ready.
Okay, because it may be sooner. That's what I'm asking, because it may be sooner than you think.
Okay.
So, and it looks like you're going to have to learn some new stuff, okay? And yet it looks like you're going to really enjoy this particular job. And how many interviews have you had with them?
I haven't had any as of yet. I'm just putting the resume together tomorrow morning. And tonight, I have someone helping me.
Okay, good. And, yep, and so you don't have a specific job in mind? You're just trying to get into that industry in general?
I'm thinking either public relations or either maybe assistant supervisor, somewhere where I'm able to get trained to continue
right.
to climb
it
into
the...
Right,
like if you just start putting your resumes out, you're going to get something sooner than you think. So,
ooh, okay.
You know, and is this a career change for you?
Yes, this would be.
Okay, and you're making your resume show how your skills you have can translate into this industry because people are not that smart to figure it out.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually have someone coaching me, and we started on the resume 2 days ago. So we're going to actually finish it up tonight, just go over the resume to make sure that it's attuned to what I'm looking for. Yes.
Right, exactly. And it looks like get it out there. You know, it looks like a good change for you. And, you know, you'll get interviews. A lot of interviews are done on Zoom now. Are you up to snuff for that? Because sometimes they don't do the first ones except you know, on Zoom. Have you ever done a Zoom interview?
I have not done I actually have done a Zoom interview in one of my college courses last year. So I am aware.
I would start practicing going on Zoom on your computer.
Okay.
Make sure you have a Zoom light and that you're able to set up very quickly for Zoom so you're really comfortable with it. Because sometimes, you know, what my clients are saying is, oh, my God, I put a resume, and so they asked me to Zoom it. I don't even know how to do it. And then they're, like, fumbling, and they don't set it up, and, like, they look terrible on the Zoom because, you know, the angle of the, you know, the computer. So if I were you, I would just start practicing on Zoom, you know, getting myself ready for that because if they call you, you know, a day and you're not ready, you don't want to worry about the technology because then all of a sudden, you know, anybody who's done Zoom, you know, you can get really nervous if it's not going properly. And then all of a sudden you're not focused on the interview or what you're doing. You're focusing on the Zoom. So it looks to me like work on that so you're all ready for, like, the interviews that will come. Do you know where you want to work? Do you have a radius of where you want to be going?
I believe hopefully in Manhattan.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. I saw the city. That's what I was hoping you didn't mind going into the city. I was like, I didn't see Long Island. I did see a city for you, New York City. And get ready for that. You know, now is your degree in, like, hotel management or any of that?
Well, for the last 4 years, I have worked as an executive assistant in human resources. So... I don't have any hotel experience, but hopefully I'm able to transfer my
You sure can, but what I always tell people, you have to reinvent yourself. Nobody's going to reinvent you. So if people don't tweak, if they've always been in the medical field but they want to be in a hotel, well, you're going to have to stress in that resume the skills that look as if they fit what you would need for the other job. Do you know what I mean? Because, and then in interviews, you have to convince them that the skills you have would work in that. Because people typecast people. Just like, you know, when you watch a television show and someone's always playing a villain, you're not going to accept them as the good girl, okay? Because we tend to typecast. So the reinvention of people, and that's the word that I would say is a 21st century word, because people are going to have to continually reinvent themselves or they're going to be a dinosaur because careers are going to come and go. So we're learning to be the one who reinvents yourself and makes other people see how it can go is the key for you. And I love that you're confident. I love that because you have that confidence and you have a bubbly personality that would, you know, that will get you through. But remember, people are not very creative at figuring out how what you do there can fit with what they have here. You're the one that's going to have to show them how it does. And all you need is to get your foot in the door, and then from there you can move up into different places in the industry. But it's getting that foot in the door and making that leap of faith from one career to the next really has to start with us, not with, because people really are not so sharp to figuring it out. You know, they tend to think, and so this looks like this will be, you know, you should get some answers pretty quickly. That's why I want you to be all ready for interviews and, you know, have your interview skills up, get that resume going, and it looks really good. So this is the year 2022. If anyone wants to make career changes, it's probably the best year you could ever choose to do it as well. The universe wants to cooperate with that. So we want to see you moving forward. You know, don't hesitate to read as much as you can about the industry. Have you read up on it?
Online, I have read over the, for example, the, I can't even think because it's cold outside. I have read over job descriptions. So, and let's see here. I can't even think. I'm lost for words right now. But, yeah, I have read over some, I have read multiple job descriptions.
Well, also, you can see about the industry because they're going to ask you questions about the industry, and you're going to have to know that answer too.
Okay.
So I would read as much about working in the hotel industry as you could find online, you know, what it's like, what's there. So you can kind of talk a little bit of that with them too. So, you know, do your homework. Now, Nicole, do you have any suggestions for her too, career-wise? Because Nicole's usually the one that's very good with the job questions. Nicole, do you have any like hints for her who's trying to make a kind of a leap from one career to the next?
Well, number one, just be patient. You know, because you know, just like when you're looking for a new career, you know, it begs the question of why you're changing careers when you're an employer. You know, so, you know, so there's always that. So sometimes it may take people a little bit longer to realize that you're the right person for the job because you are in the midst of that transition, especially when you're doing that transition, you know, a little bit later in life, you know, like a kid walking in, you know, changing his major in college or anything like that, you know. So just be patient, be diligent, you know. You're already very, very confident, you know, but look, I mean, for somebody like you, and I have to do this too, when I go on interviews, you know, don't, be confident, but don't come off as cocky at the same time. You know, sometimes people who've got who exude confidence, people take it the wrong way. So, you know, confident in your skill, and just make sure that you're borderlining, you know, and you're just under that point of where you can be construed as arrogant, you know, and things like that. But other than that, I think that you're doing, you know, you're doing what you got to do. You just have to stick with it, and like I said, be patient. You know, and then when the right opportunity comes, you're going to feel it in your gut and you're just going to go for it.
All right. Sounds excellent.
Exactly. And thanks for sharing your career things, because I think that's something a lot of people are always wondering. How am I going to make a job change? How am I going to make this transition? How am I going to do it? And it can be done. It just is, you know, being creative. And also, I do think you need to do a little homework about the industry. Because if you don't know much about the industry, they're going to say, well, why do you want to work in it when you don't know anything about it or not enough about
it? Yeah.
So you want to let them know it's your passion and why it's your passion, why you feel passionate about it, you know, things like that. you know, that's
all
what
right.
people would want to hear.
Well, it's also
going
to get to the point, too, where, you know, people are going to want to know, like, well, what took you so long? You know, if you're so passionate about it, what took you so long, you know? So, and, you know, not all those questions are bad. You can very, very easily just, you know, tell a good story. You know, if you have a good story on what you always used to love about the industry and why it was kind of like a love lost type thing, you know, what scared you about it and why you've come upon, you know, this point in your life or whatever, where, you know, you're on the track to just go for it regardless of any of the previous fears that you had. I mean, sometimes people like that coming of age sort of thing too. So make sure that, you know, you kind of prepare that in your, you know, your interview questions as you're preparing, for the interviews themselves, you know, so that this way you can incorporate that. And then it gives something a little bit more personal than just, hey, hire me because I want you to.
All
but
right.
Exactly.
That sounds good.
And you know, keep us, you know, posted and let us know what happens. And good luck with that.
Thank you. I'm so glad that I talked to you. Thank you so much. Bye, Terry. Okay, bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye. Now, it's always hard to make a job, career, switch or change or reinvent yourself. I've been the queen of reinvention, so I know how you have to do it. But if we don't feel like, if we can't convince others that we're doing what we say we can do, no one's going to believe us. You know, so that's a little bit of the harder place. And speaking of career changes, is there one on the horizon for you?
Well, I kind of have three going.
are we trying to make one of them the everything, or do you? I mean, I've always juggled one or two or three different careers.
Oh no, I'm keeping all three going. So basically, you know, I'm still doing my artwork. I just sold another piece to NBC. So, and my piece is going to be used, I believe, in one of the episodes in February. It's going to air, so that's kind of cool.
Is it
going to
be in the FBI, that one?
Yep.
Good.
So he bought two of my pieces. The designer for the show bought two of my pieces, and he's, you know, normally what they do is they just buy pieces and they figure out later on where to place them. In this particular case, he bought them and he used them in the episode that was upcoming. So, you know, usually it takes about 5 or 6 weeks before the episode airs once they acquire things. And instead of using only them, he wound up using one piece in each room on the same set. So it winds up being cool because usually that doesn't happen. You know, usually they fill up the rooms with different art, and he used two of mine in that particular episode. So that's kind of cool. Yep. And, so I'm still doing the warehouse thing. Lisa's boss kind of poached me, and I've been doing that, you know, all week long, 5 days a week. And
what's the warehouse thing? We don't know about the warehouse thing here.
Oh, I didn't tell you that? Oh, wow. I thought I did.
No.
So,
see, we never know what Nicole's up to.
All right. So I'll give you the cliff notes. So basically,
okay.
the place where I was working, the kickboxing place, they made some infrastructure changes, and they wound up cutting pay, and they wound up not restoring it. So I was a little bit pissy, and I was shopping around for different jobs and everything else. And, you know, as much as I hate what they did, I still love the people that I work with. I still love the clients that I do deal with, you know, and I actually, believe it or not, like the job. I just don't appreciate what they did. So I was looking around for something part-time to kind of supplement the income that I lost from my main job. And all of a sudden, just before Thanksgiving, Lisa's boss had a falling out with one of his foremen. And the foreman wound up leaving, and he wound up getting somebody new in. And he needed help for a couple of days, and I went in there. And basically, he's like, listen, we want to give you consistent work. You know, can you hang around till May? So I said, okay, you know, I'll see what I can do. And I was only giving him like a day here, a day there, you know, 2 days here, 2 days there, because I was still consistently doing, you know, my straight 35, 40 hours a week at my first job. And again, long story short, I wound up, you know, kind of coming to this point where I'm like, you know what, I keep putting this job first, and this job is not putting me anywhere on, you know, on their top 10 list, you know. I'm supposed to have regular calls and, you know, they forget about the calls. You know, I'm supposed to, you know, have feedback on things. I don't get the feedback. So I kind of said, listen, if I'm not a priority, I'm still going to do my job, but I'm going to do it. It's a work from home position. I'm going to give them the 35 hours that they pay me for. And I'm just going to pick which 35 they get. So I started going to work full time in the union. And in 3 weeks, they made me from a regular worker into an assistant to the foreman. So I'm right underneath the foreman, and I got that in only 3 weeks. And, yeah, so now I'm working both of them. So what I do is I kind of juggle it. I work for my regular job while I'm at the new job, you know, on all of my breaks and this and that and everything else, about 2.5 to 3 hours during the day. And then I work for a couple of hours in the morning, and then I usually work for a couple of hours when I get home at night. And then what I do is I have a logbook. And, you know, because I don't want to take money for work that I'm not doing. I don't feel like that's ethical, and it is a juggling act, and I don't want to do the wrong thing by them because they're nice people. It's just I didn't appreciate the situation. So I have my logbook, and whatever I miss in that 35 hours Monday through Friday, I make up on my weekends. And so they still get the work that they need me to do, and I still get to make, you know, the money that I need elsewhere. And, yeah, and that's how it's been working. So, you know, I've been doing my artwork 2 days, you know, 2 days a week at night. I built a studio in my mom's house, so I'm at the studio 2 nights a week while my wife is in her studio doing her music. And then, you know, basically 3 nights a week I'm working for ILKB. And, you know, Monday through Friday I'm in Brooklyn, you know, working for the union in the warehouse at NBC Universal. So that's what I'm doing.
Wow. Well, that's a lot. So you've reinvented yourself 18,000
yes,
times.
Yes, I did.
You know,
yes, I
and,
did. And you know what? And I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted. But you know what? It's such a gratifying exhaustion because in a very, very short period of time, like my wife and I, because of the pay cut and because my wife was supposed to be out of work for 2 months and wound up being out of work for 8 months, you know, even with the stimulus and even with everything else, it still wasn't enough. We were still living partially out of savings. So in 2020, I think I spent like 20 grand out of my savings that I really didn't have disposable. Like that was money for something else, you know. So 2020 was really a very, very large hit for Lisa and I. So in a very short period of time, I managed to expunge the debt that we accumulated in 2020. And I'm at the point now where I'm replenishing what we were, you know, living out of in our savings. So, you know, it's definitely working out. And I feel that sense of accomplishment. I don't feel like I'm on, you know, when I was just had the one job, I was constantly on the treadmill. You know, I was running. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't getting anywhere because no matter what my paycheck said at the end of the week, it was never enough. You know,
wow.
So I now I'm comfortable, and you know, we get to do our snowboarding, we get to do our thing. But you know what? I'm caught up on everything. There's nothing lingering over my head. I'm making sure that I'm doing the right thing because karmically, I don't want that karma on my head. You know, I mean, like I said, it's unethical if I just took a check for a job that I'm not doing. So I just make sure that I'm diligent in how I'm balancing it. You know, because when it does become too much, unfortunately, I'm going to have to make a tough decision, you know, and I don't want to have to make that decision sooner than later. I'd like to keep it going for as long as I possibly can, you know, so, but it's just, it's great. It's absolutely great. Cause like I said, it's the best kind of exhaustion ever because I'm getting someplace, I'm moving forward, you know, I'm accomplished, you know, I'm seeing numbers go down that ordinarily would have just stayed status quo, regardless of how hard I was working, you know, which is a wonderful, wonderful feeling, even though I'm tired, it's a wonderful feeling.
Wow. Well, that really sums up how you reinvent yourself. Okay. And how you, and so I don't think it was.
And you know what,
Jimmy?
Do you know who actually helps me with that? I mean, because don't forget Catharsis. Catharsis and I work at the same company, you know, and she completely gets me and she understands. And I don't even know if she's listening right now because I saw her and then I didn't see her. So I think she might have dropped off. But yeah, like whenever I'm trying to juggle, if one of my balls are going to fall, you know what, I'll give her a call and she just jumps in and she helps me, you know, and, you know, she makes it so, you know, she gets me to that point where I don't have to fear not getting something done. You know, like my computer wasn't compatible for something the other day, so I was like, hey, listen, can you do me a favor? And like right away, like even in the midst of her chaos that she deals with, wearing her multiple hats at the same company, she was like, yeah, what do you need? You know, so catharsis has helped me out a lot in that. And she was actually one of the people that kind of was like, listen, you know, take your liberties where you can take your liberties. It's a work from home. You don't have to be tied to your desk 9 to 5. And she kind of really helped me see that. So catharsis is one of the main reasons where I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to make a go of this. So she's reinventing herself, and she helped me reinvent mine.
Well, that was good. That just really tied up our show about reinventing yourself. And I think people want to know what you're up to. And I didn't know any of this. So keep selling your art to NBC and keep making money with everything. And you didn't mention that you also do the radio show. So you've got.
Oh, yes, that's right. I also do the radio. Well, everybody knows I'm on the radio show.
What'd you say?
I said everybody knows him on the radio show. They're listening.
Yeah, but
to
I know.
Radio.
We just want to mention. And she does the radio show.
Yes, and I do the radio show.
Wow. Well, we're at the end of our show, and thank you, everybody, for calling in. Stay safe during the snow, those of you who wear it cold. And we'll all be on the air next week. And don't forget to call in with when you need answers for whatever is troubling you, or just to call in and let us know that nothing's troubling you, you're doing really well. We'd like to hear that too.
Or you could just say hi.
You could just say hi. Well, good night for now. They're going to knock us out in about 2 seconds. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye.